it's because I turned down my microphone. Bam, we're live. Oh, for 10 seconds. It's weird. I can be gone for a day and I feel like I'm not even home here anymore. That's how quickly I get rusty. April Fool's. Sent. How many times do you think you've been pulled over by the cops?
3 or 4 times.
In your life?
Yep.
Wow.
All speeding.
What?
All speeding.
Oh.
Experience you've had with the cops.
I don't think I have. I mean, I come from a pretty privileged neighborhood. It's just when I was with my brother one time and we got pulled over just because his lights weren't on. And it was just more than one police is showing up. There's dogs outside and it's literally just questioning us on where we're going. And we live up the road. So just even that made me turn on my camera, start videoing out of instinct. So that was something that just made me realize who I am in my place here, in America as a Black person.
She was told to think that. She was fucking told to think that. I've been pulled over 200 times. I've been pulled over 30 times 40 times other cars were called. I've been pulled out of my car 20 times. I mean, I grew up in the Bay Area. Fuck yeah.
Was the first time you get pulled over, did you react the same way on the 20th and 40th and 100th?
Yes, every 200? Time. Every time. I act the exact same way every time. Cool as fucking shit. Put my hands on the steering wheel, turn the fucking car off. I would say at least half the times the cops were assholes to me. By assholes, I mean they could have been nicer to me. You know what I mean? They treated me like I felt like I was guilty before I was innocent. But nothing. I mean, I've been let off so many fucking times for doing fucked up shit.
Like speeding 10 over, 15 over kind of thing?
Yeah, one time I told the story. One time I was arrested, I was taken to jail for speeding. I was doing 65 into 25. Listen, if a cop doesn't pull you over at night when you don't have your lights on, he is not fucking or she is not fucking doing their job.
That's a good point. It's so dangerous, even when it's raining too.
It's insane that she says she was pulled over because she was Black when she didn't fucking have her lights on. If I'm a cop, I'm right away thinking that person's fucking drunk, stupid, or doesn't have the awareness to be on the fucking road. Get the fuck off the road. I wish they'd pull over more people for shit like that. That changing lanes without using your signal, fucking pull people over.
I should have been pulled over a lot more then.
Yeah. Not using your signal is just idiocy to me. I always use my signal. Do you always use your signal?
No. Oh. No. Well, I mean, out here, there's no traffic. So you're just kind of going wherever you need to go. You're staying in the lanes and everything, but there's nobody around that's going to care or whatever. If I'm in the city, then yeah, I'll do it. But
I don't know, a month ago, I told the story already. I was pulled over. I was in my 4Runner and I didn't have my registration sticker on and it was nighttime. I had my son in the car. I pulled over.
Mm.
The cop actually seemed scared. She was the smallest cop I'd ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. She might have been under 5 feet tall.
Whoa.
Yeah. She was tiny. She could barely see my window. She called a backup cop. We were in a 35. I passed her. I was probably going 25. It was moving very slow. Even though it's 35, it was through a little town area where there's a bunch of little stores and stuff.
Right.
And then I pulled into a dark parking lot. It was the only place to pull over.
Sure.
She walked up to the passenger side. She let me go. No ticket.
Oh, that's nice for her.
Time before that was probably a year before them. What's weird is I reached a certain age and I just stopped getting pulled over. I suspect it's because I just don't do as much dumb shit.
That's possible too.
Yeah.
I think old people on the road, just nobody fucks with them. Because there are some very old people driving out on the road and doing very dangerous things, swerving in and out of lanes and going 15, 20 miles an hour under the speed limit. and they nothing, they don't do anything about it.
Yeah. How about these people? I've seen it twice now in my neighborhood, or in, you know, in the last year. They, when they merge onto the freeway on an on ramp, they stop.
Oh yeah.
I hadn't seen that, and I can't remember the last time I saw that, and now I've seen it twice. Both old Asian people.
Straight to jail.
I think it's totally fair to say Asian people are the worst drivers.
Yeah, I would say that too.
I would say that when I look at shitty drivers, it's like this. It's close, but it's Asian, old, and women. Yes. I never look into a car and it's like a 22-year-old guy.
Yeah, right.
I never see, unless he's doing something crazy shit, like, you know, like the guy weaving through traffic.
Yep.
But I'm never like, what the fuck did that dude just hit a curb on an island making a left-hand turn, a fucking 12-inch curb, and you look and it's like old Asian woman. It's the triple crown.
I play that game with my wife all the time. Like, we'll be driving somewhere and be like, what are the odds this guy's, or this driver is a woman?
And yeah. Then
it's usually a woman.
And so I don't think that's sexist or racist.
Just an observation.
Yeah, just an observation. Just happens to be one of those. Just happens to be one of those things. It's like if you're walking down the street and there's an old Asian guy walking by you, never once do you think this guy's going to rob me.
Right.
Never.
Maybe he'll sell me a bonsai tree, but.
Yeah. Or you think, hey, I shouldn't bump this guy. What if he falls down into the street and dies?
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, what are you doing?
Just discernment.
How?
It's fucking wild. It just reminds me more and more of what Xavier DeRosa said, that basically he was taught that cops are racist.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Twice I was pulled over with huge amounts of marijuana when marijuana was illegal, and both times the cops didn't find it. Both times just wide out in the open.
Really?
Yeah. I was in a neighborhood that's in Oakland. Not a single white person lives there. I was in my Toyota pickup truck, and I was hanging out there with this dude. He was like 50 years old, and his wife. I don't know if it was his wife. It was his girlfriend. Crazy ghetto chick. She was old too. She was probably like 50. No bra. Had the titties like down by her belly button. No furniture in the house, and we were just hanging out in there, and they were smoking crack. And I never smoked crack in my life, but I was just hanging out in there. And so when I left, I probably got like four blocks, and a cop pulled me over. And next thing I know, there were five cops around my car.
Oh.
And I got out, and they're like, hey, what were you doing there? I go, hey, it's just a friend of mine. And they're like, hey, dude, no one comes in this neighborhood unless they're buying drugs, especially someone who looks like you. I was probably, I don't know, my 20s, which wasn't true. I never bought drugs there or anything. And it was just a friend I knew just from the streets, right? Just a guy, like, because I was always walking. I walked everywhere. I was just a guy I knew from the streets. I'd known him for like, I don't know, 10 years since I probably 16 to 26. I don't even know what happened to him. And I just like hanging out with him and just seeing how he lived and hearing his stories. Anyway, so the cops pull me over and they're like, hey, you got to get out of the car. We're going to search your car. I'm like, okay, no problem. And they're all talking to each other and they're telling the story. They're like, it's so weird, this white kid fucking in this neighborhood, and like, what's he doing? And it was on Ashby Avenue, busy street in Oakland or Berkeley. I can't remember which side I was on. And they're like, hey, can we see your driver's license? And I reach into the, I'm like, hey, can I go into my car and get my backpack, my driver's license in my backpack? And I reach into grab my backpack, and I open my backpack, and there's 4 ounces of weed in there, all in 4 1-ounce bags. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
This is it.
I'm toast. And I pull my driver's license out, and I show it to them, and they search my car. And I'm super polite the whole time, right? No, zero posturing, have my hands like this, you know, the whole time, holding my hands in front of me.
Right.
They let me go.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you know?
Yeah.
It's like if you treat people nicely, they'll be nice to you in return.
They never searched the backpack. The backpack was, I was surrounded by five cops with my backpack on the ground. It was slightly ajar. Not a single one of them searched the backpack.
It's a lot of luck too, probably.
And then the other time I was doing 100 miles an hour and it was in my pickup truck again, and I was probably transporting 20 pounds of weed, and I was going down the 5 from I was going down the 101 from the Bay Area to Santa Barbara. This was a black cop pulled me over this time, and highway patrol, and I had my dog in the back and 20 pounds of weed in the back in what looked like a treasure chest suitcase, you know, the kind with like the steel thing that flaps down.
Okay. Yep.
And like one you'd see in the cartoons.
Yeah.
And my dog's in the back just going fucking crazy. And the car smells so bad. And he pulled up to the window and he's like, "Hey, you're going, you know, way over the speed limit." I'm like, "Yeah, I know. I'm sorry." And then he's like, "Can I see your driver's license?" And then right then, I don't know why, but I'm like, "Hey, could I get out of the car just because the dog's barking in here and it's driving me crazy? And could I walk over to your car?" And he said, "Sure." And he got me out and I sat on the, like the bumper of his car. He goes, "Wait here, don't move." And so we did the whole, but the real reason was I didn't want him to smell the weed.
Mm.
And he gave me a ticket for like, I think the speed limit there was, whatever it was, he just gave it to me for 10 over.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's always clutch. Whenever I got tickets, that's the same thing that they do. Because I could have, you could have get like, there's like a line between like reckless driving and like just speeding. And I always get the speeding ticket, not the reckless driving or whatever it is.
And then I've told this before on the show too. The three times I went to jail was no registration in Isla Vista. Another time was a dog off leash ticket that I didn't pay. Well, that I did pay, but that I didn't have proof that I paid. I had proof that I didn't pay. I didn't go to court and show it to the judge. I even had the proof that I paid in my wallet. And then the third time I went to jail was... that was in Albany, and that was kind of legit. I jumped an intersection because I was doing 65 and a 25, and I went and I was coming down a hill. And then you know how like the roads will crown to keep the water off them, and when I hit, I came up.
Holy shit.
Like, "Sir," he's like, "Sir, you cleared the intersection."
Cool, huh? You want to see me do it again?
It was an 85 Nissan Maxima. And my dad told me that when he went to take the car in the next time, they put it up on the jacks and worked underneath it. He said all the bolts on the bottom were just like sheared flat.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But I was always polite. I never postured. But I was always getting stopped and pulled over. Always for something. Always for something. Yep. Two-tone though, silver and gray. It was my dad's car. God, and it was like, oh my God, you get to drive. I was always so excited that I got to drive my dad's car.
You jumped a median on that?
Another time, this was right after I graduated from high school. I jumped an intersection in my truck, and the cop walked right up to the car and goes, I was really drunk. And the cop goes, he just said, "Can I see your pilot's license?" I was like, fuck.
Like, sir, I'm still in classes. I don't have my pilot's license yet.
I was so drunk. I probably drank 20 beers that night, and I had beer bonged 10 of them, Mickey's Big Mouths. And my buddy who was in the car, he said, when the cop went back, the cop said, "Can I see your driver's or pilot's license?" Then he went back to his car. My buddy goes, "Hey, dude, don't worry. My dad will come get us from jail." We didn't go. Hey, he took me out of the car and I did the test.
Like,
I know I've told this story probably 20 times on the show where you had to stand on one. I just remember this part. You had to stand on one leg and count to 30. And I counted to 10 three times. And as I was doing that, I'm like, "You are a fucking idiot.
You're like, so drunk you like can see yourself being..."
Yes, stupid. Yes, yes. And he's like, "Okay."
But you just can't stop yourself. You're just like, "I'm sober as fuck."
Another time I had turned my windshield wiper fluid off to the side. So when I drove by people, I could pull the handle and it would like shoot a beam and squirt them. And I squirted a highway patrol officer on the side of the road who was wheeling a traffic accident.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that was like 10 cars surrounded me. That dude opened my car, walked up to my car door when he caught me. I probably sped off doing 100 and like tried to get off at an off ramp, and he got on his motorcycle and caught me.
Holy shit.
And he opened my car door and slammed it probably 10 times when he pulled me over. I'm just sitting there like this.
Hello, Ossifer.
He's like, hey, dude, this is a brand new suit. If you sprayed anything fucked up on here, I'm going to fucking murder you. Or something like that.
Damn. He really had it out for you.
Yeah. They never figured out that that thing was turned to the side. He didn't know how I sprayed him. They never figured it out.
You didn't have cops, like a bottle in there or anything?
No, cops came from everywhere. Hey, you know, I think it was actually fortuitous that he called all those cops. It was by a truck weigh station. Because maybe if it would have just been me and him, he'd have kicked the shit out of me.
Oh, for sure. And then everybody else would have showed up and been like, what happened? He's like, tried to assault me.
Jake Chapman, it was way before cameras. Funny enough, I got squirted on by a policewoman once.
Was it in the back seat of her car?
Hey, they had me get out of the car. They opened the hood. They looked, all the cops were looking in at the engine. They opened my trunk. They basically emptied my, it was a 77 Volkswagen Rabbit. They basically just emptied it out. He gave me a ticket for littering. That's what I ended up getting, the ticket for littering.
Even though it was water?
And I fought it in court, and he showed up.
He did.
And while I was sitting there, yeah, even though it was water, while I was sitting there, I heard him, the other cop, being like, dude, why'd you give him a littering ticket? So I didn't know what else to give it to him for. I heard them saying that. I told the judge that.
I just wanted to cite him for something.
And so I found some books, and it said that basically you could throw chicken feathers on the highway or water on the highway as long as it didn't obscure traffic, and that wasn't considered littering. Those were two things that like passed, like water that would drop from like your air conditioner. And so yeah. I fought the ticket. I can't remember how much the ticket was. It was expensive. And I want to say it was in the thousands, like $1,300 or something. And so I fought it, and we went back and forth, fine. And I told the judge, I'm like, hey, I guess water came out from my windshield wiper fluid as I was going by him. I was putting it in my car stereo. I must have hit the windshield wiper fluid. I squirted him. And I'm like, and I heard him say just now that, you know, he didn't know what to give me the ticket for. So she says, hey, I'm going to have to decide this later. I can't decide this now. You'll get your answer in the mail. So I got my answer in the mail, and the ticket was for, ended up being for $35 or something. It got way reduced, but I was still pissed.
Really?
Even though I was the punk kid. Yeah. So I went back to court and tried to fight it.
That's the reason they send you the result rather than doing it in court.
So you can't fight with him there?
Yeah.
So then I go back to court and I try to fight it, and she tells me I can't. And I called her Roseanne Barr because she was just this fat, ugly lady.
Jeez.
I know. And then really quickly, I left out like a side exit.
But you still had to pay the $35?
Yeah, I did. In hindsight, I should have just paid the fucking $1,300. What a waste. I was caught pissing in an alley behind bins at around 4 a.m. by police once.
Is that indecent exposure? Or
I don't know. In California, that could get really fucking weird for you, though. Peeing in public can get really weird. You could get put on like a sex offenders list, I think.
Yeah, that's true. You'd be fucked up for life after that.
Instead of giving me a warning or public urination fine, they tried to get me done for indecent exposure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Behind a trash can, though? Come on.
I was at a party one time, and I was with a buddy. I was probably 18 years old. I legitimately was 5'5 then, for sure. And my buddy was 6'4, and we had to take a piss. We were at a party, so we both went back to behind the house, and there was a dumpster back there. It was really fucking dark, so we start peeing, and I feel like just my back of my shirt and my pants and everything getting just soaking wet. And I turn around and homeboy, it was my friend with the giant cock.
Oh yeah.
That I've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And he just urinated all over me. He unloaded a full tank on me. He didn't see me. Drunk, dark, and short.
Oh, perfect. My God.
I know. It sucked.
That's fucked up.
It sucked. It was a great party. He just got fucking urinated on. I got R. Kelly'd.
Just ruined it.
R. Kelly.
Come on, man.
There was this there was a show that Caleb and I did where I was talking about fluoride, and I think I was talking about the history of fluoride. We're talking about how it was a byproduct from some manufacturing plant or some manufacturing process. I think something having to do with steel. And so they had been dumping the fluoride into rivers and streams, and it was just fucking killing everything in the rivers and streams. And so they were like, hey, man, what can we do with this besides put it into rivers and streams? And so basically they figured out that it strengthens enamel. So they figured out a way to start using it and making toothpaste. And I guess Tyson Bagent heard that show. So then he came on and he's like, hey, what were you saying about fluoride being bad? And I had forgotten. I had already fucking, you know, my memory. I can only store like so much in there, in that little fucking peanut of mine. And so I guess I had hit the reset switch on that. And so after he said that to me, I'm like, man, I don't want to get caught off guard. So I just started researching the fuck out of fluoride. And in that researching process, I'm like, it was at the same time that I had remembered that my mom and my sister had always told me that they use baking soda to brush their teeth. And I'd already always noticed how nice their teeth are. So, and they both eat clean. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to just make my own toothpaste. And you know what I'm going to do? I have this friend, Dale King, who is an entrepreneur and a hard worker and just obsessed with making shit, right? So I'm going to tell him, and then he'll make the toothpaste, the tooth powder, and I'll just buy it. So I tell him all about it, and he makes some samples, and then he tells me where he gets the ingredients, and we go back and forth. I'm like, no, you should get the ingredients from here. Oh, this tastes good. And he sends me pictures of his crew doing taste tests. We talk about what kind of containers we want it in. I'm like, can't be in plastic no matter what. And we just go back and forth. And then he has a product. And I'm like, I'm like, great, you can just run with it. It's yours. I don't want anything to do with it, but I'll just buy it. You just make the tooth powder and I'll buy it. It's yours. I hope you get rich as shit. I'll help you sell it, right? But now I have a tooth powder. And he goes, no, dude. It's yours. I'm like, no, dude, you did all the work. I just had the idea. He's like, no, it's yours. Then someone in the comments came up with the idea, the name Matuthian. Do we know who named it?
I have no idea.
But it was someone here in the comments. I know, yeah. I didn't come up with that name.
Yeah, it was definitely somebody in the comments. They were just like how they normally do, like spitballing a bunch of words. Yeah,
like Blobart. Blobart.
Blobart, that's right.
Showbart.
One of those types.
So one of you guys named it, and and then Dale sent me, oh, it's yours. It's me. Pay me royalty. Is it really you, Heidi? You named it Matuthian?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Case ND, I just bought my first tube of fluoride-free toothpaste because of you. Nice. Good job. So anyway, Heidi names it. And then Dale sends over a one-page agreement. It's like nothing. It's just like, you know, just like, I don't even want to say it's a contract. He's like, hey, does this look good? And I'm just like, I don't know. Sousa, does this look good? And Sousa's like, yeah, this is fine. And no, not really me. Shit.
You can take credit anyway.
I would love to know who came up with that. I wonder if they even know. I helped name it. I helped name it too. Say Vaughn. But it's so funny because people would eat. So that's it. That's the story of Matuthian. And now every single day in my fucking DMs, every single day, I get at least one person saying, holy shit, dude, you're right. This is the best shit ever. I'm like, yeah. So
Do you like the peppermint or the natural?
I like both. I don't even care. Sure. What's the other crazy is people will say it's salty. I don't even taste the salt anymore. I tried to taste the salt and I can't even taste the salt anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah, I like both. Absolutely. I don't even care. Braylon, you don't $20 for baking soda. Braylon, you don't even have to worry about it, buddy. Don't even worry about it because you already said that your dentist said it's not a good idea. You go run with that, buddy. You do that, Braylon.
That's cool. No worries.
Yeah, you run with that. Don't even worry about it. $26 with shipping. 1 out of 10 dentists recommend it. I told a couple of my friends, I remember the other day when I was going off and I was tripping on, I think that the agents in our space are just absolutely horrible. I was just looking at all of their clients and just how shitty their followings are. And I'm thinking to myself, what are they doing for these people?
Great question.
And I shared it with two friends and they're like, they weren't even impressed with my monologue. They're like, whatever. Or it's that person's fault. I'm like, it's not whether it's that person's fault or not. If you're hanging out with people, if you have millions of Instagram followers and you're in the space and you're not promoting everyone around you, everyone you can, all your friends, if you belong to that, like if you're an agent, you belong to lab management and you have, clients that have less than 100,000 followers, how could that be?
Absolutely, especially if they're like top games athletes.
Yeah, if you go to the games and you have an agent, listen to this. I want to tell you this, and I mean this with peace and love. Not really, not this. No, never mind. Strike that from the record. I mean this with zero humility. Not a single agent has ever reached out to this show that I can remember. Oh, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. Patrick Clark's reached out and been like, hey, do you want to have this person on? And I had them on.
Okay. One person.
Yeah.
How many agents are there in the CrossFit space? Like 30?
Matter of fact, it's the other way. Agents have told people not to come on this show.
It's like they're stunting the growth of their own athletes.
Yeah. And it sucks that it's my show. Because then it sounds like it's just totally self-serving. But I say this with 100% honesty, strike me down, God, now. I don't care. Zero. I have zero ego in it. I don't care. I just mean from the sake of just like I'm watching the athletes that do come on this show and what it does for them. And I just don't understand. I don't understand. A matter of fact, agents will call everyone on this show who works on this show except for me.
It's not hard to contact you either.
Like you're gonna poach Souza or poach Taylor or poach Caleb or like somehow like you call everyone but me. No, I'm not even talking about anyone in specific. I'm not talking about Cooper Marsh, although he's never called me. Or tried to have a relationship or anything with me. I just don't get it.
The athletes are doing more for themselves than their agents are, it seems like. The athletes are, they're doing their own marketing stuff. They're trying, like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Well, yes.
For sure. But also, like, why wouldn't you, I don't know who Haley Adams' agent is, but he didn't reach out to Hiller. But now people will reach out to Hiller, maybe.
Sure.
I don't know. Actually, I should ask him that. I wonder if any agents have been like, hey, would you do a piece with my guy? But how would you get a percentage of something if an athlete came on the show? Yeah. It's just not
about the show itself. It's about everything that comes after that.
Yeah. She's obviously being.
I know. Right?
Adding to the facetiousness.
Right. Right. Exactly.
You know, the same agent who asked if one of their people could come on the show or a few of them, and they have come on the show, it also followed up with a thank you.
Really?
Yeah, they followed up with a thank you.
Oh, that was nice of them.
I'm trying to think who, and I just hate to say this because please know I'm not asking for this at all. This is just a critique just from being the greatest chief marketing officer who ever lived. This is just a critique from me. I say this with peace and love and some humility and some no humility. Imagine whoever Colton Merton's agent is and never reached out. It's like someone in the CrossFit space the other day called my mom's gym and paid for her fucking membership for a year.
What?
Yes. They found out what gym my mom goes to. They called it. And do you think that I thanked that person? Yes. You think I called? Yes.
Of course. Absolutely, dude. If somebody paid for my membership.
You think I called and thanked that person? I don't know who Colton's agent is, by the way, either. So I don't mean to pick on them, but Colton's just like the shining example.
Dude, that's crazy.
And those of you athletes who are out there, if your agent is like rude to me, it falls on you too, just so you know. Like I stay away from you. I stay away from you. I'm just like, okay, well, I guess that's not. But it just doesn't seem hospitable to me. I'm just like, oh, okay, whoa, all right.
Fine.
Yeah.
Then it's on the athlete to rectify the relationship with you or whoever it is.
Right. I have this perspective now that like anyone who thinks in any way that what Pedro does or what I do or what Hiller does or what Bill Grundler or anyone who has a show out there, it just any show, even Sporty Beth, if any of you think that anything like even her saying CrossFit sucks, if any of you think, I don't think there's a single agent out there doing better for the athletes than the outside media, not even close. I don't respect anyone's opinion who talks any shit about us anymore, because in the context of it being relative to what other people are doing for the athletes, it's like, just shut the fuck up. You're not doing anything. You truly, relative to what you contribute and what you take and what you offer, you're a leech.
You're losing opportunities for your own athlete.
Yeah. Just fucking fascinating to me. Ladies, find you someone that loves you as much as Sevan loves Sevan.
Peace and love.
Yeah. I listen, if you are with someone and they don't love themselves, run for the fucking hills. If you are with someone who doesn't love themselves, run for the fucking hills.
Then you got to make up for all that love. And that's exhausting.
You nailed it. David cheats though, because he's in my head. And so he can see how much I love myself.
He's looking around. He's like, wow, there's a lot of pictures.
I'm just
on it.
David is like, David wakes up to this morning, every morning in my head. That's the sound of me patting my own back. God, I wish I could do that. Can't do that. So this next best thing is
just give yourself a standee every morning.
I'm going on Kalipa's podcast today at 10:30. I don't know if it's live. Can we see if it's live? Can we go to his channel and see if he has it scheduled? I was showering and I was trying to think, like, you know that term when someone says they're unapologetic.
Unapologetically you?
Yeah. I don't know if I should be unapologetically me on the show.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I was trying to figure it out. You know, there's people like Heidi, she comes to mind immediately, that like their response to what I says has molded my approach to saying things. And is it on there?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, live. With oh no.
Doesn't look like he does a lot.
Oh, I'm going on that dude Gabe. That dude Gabe is going to be on the show too.
Oh, cool. That's like his co-host, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe I'll call Jason right now and find out if I haven't seen that show. Have you seen that show? I didn't realize they had done so many.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Let me see if I can find his number.
Looks like he's been doing it for a little while too.
Khalipa. Okay, let me see. I think that's it. I can't hear it ringing.
I can't either.
Shit. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
Who's this?
Sevan.
Sevan, what's up, man? I didn't recognize the number.
Yeah, I know. I'm calling from my work phone.
Oh, you have a work phone. All right. What's going on?
Hey, we're live on the air, and I was just trying to tell the people that I was going on your podcast today. Is that podcast live?
No, that one's pre-recorded. It'll be like we'll probably release it like in 2 weeks.
Do you have to pre-record it because it's me and I might say some crazy shit?
No. Not because you're going to say crazy shit. Well, I mean, you probably will say some crazy shit, but we have to pre-record it because that's just the way we do it, man. We don't do the whole live, you know, I love the way you guys do it, but no, we don't do that.
Okay.
Because we also edit it, like we put music on it and we like do whatever.
Okay. So I'll see you at 10:30 a.m. this morning.
It's 10.
At what time?
Hang on. Let me see.
Okay.
10.
Oh, at 10. Oh, even better.
I owe you a StreamYard link before that.
Okay, so at 10 a.m.
Yeah, tell all your listeners I say what's up.
Okay, awesome. All right, thanks, dude. See you then.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
I wonder if we're the first people. He had that voice where that was the first time he had talked today.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing. He seemed like he had either just woken up or like hadn't had his coffee yet.
Yeah, I bet you he's been up for like a couple hours, but that's the first time he's like uttered something.
Yeah, you're probably right. Probably the most subdued I've heard him, which is like nothing.
So sometimes when I talk about parenting or homeschooling or shit like that, I know I'm turning people off to it because I hear Heidi's voice in my head being like, "Yo, motherfucker, I gotta fucking work."
We're trying.
Yeah. And it's like, and I'm like, and so, and I respect that when she says that shit or when I'm like, I don't know, fuck divorce. And she's like, yeah, you get beat up by your husband. How do you like that? And I'm like, all right, fuck. So it's my approach, but like those things that she says to me doesn't fall on deaf ears. I'm like, fuck, like I don't got any solution for her.
Right.
Like, good job fucking leaving that douchebag or good job. Like, but really I want to be like, fuck yeah. Good job, girl. Working your ass off to raise your kid. So I don't know. Oh, it's my tone. Vindicate says it's my tone. You're probably right. It's not. I'm going to give the parenting advice. I just need to, I don't want to turn the goal is to open the doorway, of possibilities for people, not, not close. I don't want people to be like, fuck that guy. He doesn't have any, he's not in touch with reality. I want people to be like, okay, I see that. And I like that. What can I do to get it to work?
You really just want to throw enough, a bunch of ideas out there. You can take it or leave it, do whatever you want with it. It's like you just give somebody some sort of possibility and then they'll try it out or not try it out and determine whether it fits for their life, you know? So yeah, like Heidi said, it's an open discussion.
Yeah. I totally. And Heidi, that wasn't a dig at you either. You're always cool, but you just throw these wrenches in my pristine world of how I think everything should be. And your wrenches are completely valid is what I'm saying. Like, fuck you. Just bring your kid home, take him out of school and just hang out with them all day. You're like, but I pick up garbage for a living. I ride on the back of a truck and load garbage. What am I supposed to do with my kid? The city won't let me bring him to work. And it's like, oh shit.
Baby carrier.
Yeah, I don't have a solution for that.
Yeah. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
I don't know if I should tell the story because I was going to save it for Jason's podcast, but I'll start at the end of it. Yesterday was an amazing day. One of the best days of my life. Top 10 best days of my life. Fucking unbelievable.
That good, huh?
Dude. It was so good. It was crazy. I went and saw Godzilla versus King Kong yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I cried four times.
In King Kong? Godzilla versus King Kong. That's like...
Dude, there's a scene. He lives in an underworld. So there's two worlds. Do you know the premise of the movie?
I could guess, but...
There's two worlds. There's an underworld that's under us, like the lost world of Atlantis.
Under the crust of the earth kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. But there's sun and shit there. I don't know how, but you just have to just accept it, I guess.
Yep.
And then there's the above world. And the humans keep Godzilla with us, and we keep King Kong down there. We keep them there.
Okay.
And the reason why is if they come together, they fight.
Right, and then just end of the world. They kill the world, yep.
And Godzilla's fucks a lot of human shit up, but we accept him because he destroys, like, other fucked up shit, too. You know what I mean? Like, he could, if there was, like, a nuclear radiation leak at a plant, he could just go over to it and suck all the radiation up. Like, he could do everything. He's, like, the world's greatest lizard. Right. And King Kong, in the very beginning of the movie, has a fucked up tooth.
Okay.
Like, just like it's like rotting.
It's infected. Yeah. It's causing him pain.
Like, they show him try to eat something and he can't. So he goes through, so he finds the portal and he goes up and
tries to find a dentist.
Yes. Yes. And he falls, he comes up the portal. The portal's like in Hawaii, right? It's like,
of
like
course.
It's like, right. And it's a whirlpool and he comes up it and then he lays on the beach in pain.
Dang. Okay.
And I just started crying. I just felt bad for him. Like, tears were rolling down my face.
Okay, I respect it, man.
CGI monkey made me cry.
Deep, man. You know, you got to make a trip, and you're in some. It's like a psychological warfare. You know, it's hard to be a monkey living amongst yourself, and nobody wants to help you, and you're just stuck under the crust of the earth.
And he is. So that's his story too. There's no other monkeys down there. Yep. And he wants to fuck so bad, and he's alone down there. They talk about that in the movie. I mean, they don't say he wants to fuck, but you know that's what it is.
He lives in wet dreams all the time, and you're just like,
yes,
fuck, this sucks. I just want a mate.
Yes.
All right, I respect it. It's cool.
There's a scene where he thinks he hears like a female King Kong, and he jumps through trees and goes to the edge of this cliff, and he looks down, and it's just a toad. Making these sounds with its whatever that thing is,
diaphragm or whatever.
Yeah.
That's sad. Does he get sad? Does he like look visibly?
Oh, dude, seated? it's too much. Oh my God, it's too much. So I see that movie, and the best part of the movie is Godzilla. I don't know why, but there's this thing Godzilla does before he attacks. And it's like a video game. He charges up. So if he needs like 5 seconds before he fires this thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah. He like gets like an orb of energy in his like chest or whatever. And it starts to like light up and then.
Yeah. And his whole spine lights up one vertebrae at a time. Yep, and then it comes to his head. And when he's really fired up, the shit's like coming out of his eyes. Yep. And the audio is fucking wild. And then, you know, at that point. Whatever fucking he points his mouth at, toast.
Dead. Yep.
Dead. Shit's running everywhere. He's chopping pyramids in half. Like, it's fucking...
Whoa.
You're toast. So that part of the movie's cool. There were two parts of the movie that just over and over that are cool. Every time Godzilla shoots, he has to do that thing where he fires up. And then when King Kong roars, it's the whole movie screen is his face.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. Thing's cool.
Kind of like shakes the room kind of thing.
Yeah.
The audio.
Yeah. It's dope. But anyway, so I wonder, I don't think I saw any DEI stuff in that movie.
There wasn't like a trans King Kong.
No, now that I think about it, there was no Roadhouse is DEI'd the fucking back. Like, you can tell their hiring process. My God.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Or maybe I'm just like that black chick who just thinks because I've been programmed. Maybe I've just been programmed to see DEI.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, she's just programmed that if a cop pulls her over for having her lights off at night, and that's like the number one correlate that someone's drunk or retarded. So they pull you over, but because she's been programmed. Roadhouse made you cry?
Get the fuck out of here.
What scene made you cry there?
Maybe the library burning down. I don't know.
Oh.
I could see that.
Hey, when I watched it on Amazon, when you pause it, it shows you all the actresses and actors that are in that scene.
Right.
I'd never seen that before. And the chick who played the kid, who the library kid, that chick was hot. She didn't look so hot in the movie, but in her little picture, she was hot.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Dude, I want to come back to why yesterday is my best day. But yesterday at 10 o'clock at night, I started watching P. Diddy videos.
Okay.
Have you watched P. Diddy video? Like just all the news stories that are on the internet. I started just watching one right after another. First of all, can you just have CGI just make you a news video? I started thinking like, holy shit, this is just CGI. This is just AI. These are just AI videos. Like they can't, they call them Tupac and they can't say Dre's name right. There's words they can't say.
Yeah. I think that's very possible. Sure.
Yeah, I watched a bunch of the Cat Williams stuff, but here's basically I can't tell exactly what Diddy did. So I was watching with my wife. He basically, the premise is this. He likes mixing cocaine. So he has video cameras in all his rooms. Well, so what? I heard that's what all the agents tell all the pro athletes to do. Have videotape all your sex acts with everyone. So that way, if you get charged with forcing them, you have proof. You can be like, look, it was consensual.
Right. That makes sense.
And so when they're like, he had cameras in all the rooms of his mansions, I'm like, so what?
I think most people in general these days are doing that. Just have cameras all over their house.
I used to. I don't anymore. But and I remember Greg used to have a house when he had fucking four kids. He had like three babies. So he had cameras in his room so that like if the babies cried, you could run in there. You know what I mean? See what they're doing, right? Or like look on the thing. His camera situation was weird though. He had cameras, but all you could go in the garage at any time and see what was going on all the cameras. But then you could also walk up, like any stranger could walk up to his garage door and look in one of those windows and see what was going on in all the rooms.
Oh,
I know. This shit didn't make any sense.
It's probably very poorly laid out.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Sex trafficking and sexual. Yeah, like I couldn't find it. I watched so many and they're just telling me he did sex trafficking. Listen, okay. If I pay you, Caleb, if I say to you, I'm going to give you $1 million a year and I want you to fuck me when I want to. And I want you to fuck my friends when I want you to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things he's being accused of. Now I get how maybe that's illegal. Like prostitution's illegal.
Right.
But, it's not, you're an adult. You're taking the money.
That's true. You are making the decision to do that.
Yeah. I pay the fine or whatever and then move on. He's being accused of giving girls coke and ecstasy and then fucking them. He's being accused of giving guys coke and ecstasy and then fucking them. And I looked at my wife, I'm like, dude, that is happening right now in some fucking college campus 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
The ugliest guy in the world that I knew in college fucked like all the hottest chicks. And after about 2 years, I figured out why.
Because he was giving them drugs.
He was the coke dealer.
Right.
There's no fine. It's highly illegal.
Jail time.
Highly illegal to pay someone for sex. Dude, you could go to Tommy G's account. You see people getting paid for sex left, right, and center all over the fucking United States. It's happening right now on every fucking street corner in every fucking major metropolis.
Speaking of Tommy G, that didn't happen at Tommy G, but did you hear about the YouTuber that was trying to meet up with a mob boss in Haiti and got kidnapped for like 2 weeks?
No shit.
Yeah, my wife told me about it. And I was like, holy shit, was it Tommy G?
I know cocaine's illegal. I guess I'm having trouble choosing. There's a big difference between sex trafficking and doing coke with girls and having sex.
Okay.
Like, so what if he wanted to fuck 50 Cent in the ass? Like, I don't care. Like, I still don't see, I don't know what he, they haven't said anything to me. Like, okay, cocaine's illegal. Fine. Get him for that. You can't tell someone, maybe you can't tell someone like, hey, if you don't fuck me, I'm going to fire you. Okay. Get him for that. I just don't, I haven't seen any of the, like there's this one chick he was with and supposedly he was always having her have sex with his friends so he could watch. Well, at what point does it fall on her? I don't, there was never like he beat this person. He kidnapped this person. They're painting him as this monster and he just sounds like a fucking rich guy with a lot of money and on a lot of drugs. And I that's happening just fucking everywhere on a small scale on every fucking college campus in this fucking country. I said, Sevan, are you his attorney? No, not. I just want to know what he did. I'm just trying to figure out what he did that was so fucking bad.
Yeah, what point?
Spiegel, he's a monster. You don't know about it yet. Oh.
Yeah, maybe they're not releasing some of the stuff, but at what point does the responsibility land on everybody else involved in this, in the whole thing, right?
Your understanding is falling short of the complexity of the issues. Well, please explain it to me. I can help you unlock it. Great.
I imagine.
Hey, I bet you. No, Bill Cosby was giving people drugs unwittingly and fucking them. Bill Cosby was slipping drugs into people's drinks and fucking them.
Could be a similar case, I guess, but.
Underage girls were allegedly involved. The only person that I heard that was underage, I think, was a guy, which is still not okay. But the only one I watched like six videos on yesterday, and this 17-year-old guy, I don't know if it was Usher or Meek Mills. And of course, they allude to the fact that he fucked Bieber in the ass, too. But like.
Have you seen those Bieber tapes lately?
No.
He looks like he just got fucked up. Like,
what do you mean? Like, if I see like
somebody was like diddling him as a kid, and like they were just abusing him or something. I don't know. He's
like, if you see videos of him now, like it's caught up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He started talking about how he's like trying to keep Billie Eilish from having the same issues. Cause like he was like 14 at the time, and there were grown adults at award events just like groping him. And
I don't think it's all been revealed yet. Yeah. Maybe, or maybe not, but I've heard nothing so far that I'm like, that's like, hey, it's just spin to me. It's just spin. I feel like we could find 1,000 people to say this about, 1,000,000 people. Clive, I guess maybe the suggestion is these girls maybe are entrapped or addicted or owe a debt or live in fear. Yeah, all of that. You're right. But I get it. You haven't heard any proof of that. I mean, shit, the people around him that die is crazy, too. Don't get me wrong. The stories are all fucking wild. I mean, his fucking wife died or the mother of his kids died. Kim Porter at 47. I mean, that's weird shit.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Sebi, the government wouldn't be going after him if they didn't have a legit case. I think that's got to be a joke, right? That's got to be a joke, right? Oh, what is this? And by the way, I started watching the news stories and I started like being like, whoa, these are just completely made by AI. And that made me even hate it more. Like, this is just all somehow there's some software out there now that just puts in all the B-roll for you. You just write the script and it's putting together the whole B-roll for you. It's doing the voice and everything. I feel like this is the tip of the iceberg. Maybe, but we've been saying that about everyone for so long, right, Sleeky?
Yeah, I think he was on the Epstein list too.
Allegedly, there was a murder cover-up he was involved in at his studio. Allegedly. Yeah, a bunch, man. They were talking about all sorts of murders and shit and people dying. And then there's this. This is the, is this blood? Aiden Chrome? That's the blood they drank?
Is a chemical compound produced by the oxidation of adrenaline? Epinephrine? Yeah, I guess.
Did he come out and support Trump? That would make sense why they're coming after him. That too. What's crazy too is, so I saw all those videos. And the more I saw, the less I was convinced. It started like creeping me out. Right. I went from like, oh, this guy's fucked to, oh, like this guy's fucked for a different reason. Someone's coming after him and making some of this shit up. And then the most convincing thing is the Cat Williams interview, but it's just an interview. But yeah. Then the videos start really, then while I'm watching these videos, I'm watching more videos come out. And one just came out as I was watching these. And it was about how Beyonce has left Jay-Z because of Jay-Z's involvement with P. Diddy. But then I quickly went on the news to look. And yesterday, Diddy was hanging out in Miami. Someone saw him at a restaurant. He was hanging out with fans and riding his bike around Miami. And Jay-Z is in the in Croatia with Beyonce. And people see them there like swimming off their 50-foot yacht. One of these videos I'm watching that are talking shit about Diddy are basically saying Beyonce and Jay-Z are divorced. It's like, fuck, I don't know what the fuck to believe. Are you really defending Diddy or just upset at the lack of info in the media in general? Those are my choices. Can I get a third choice or can I get another or?
I'd be upset with the lack of info. Similar to the trans day of.
Hey, dude.
Whatever.
There was people, there have been and are people who say shit about me in this community that's fucking absolutely batshit crazy. And so I'm sensitive to it. Like, show me the fuck, like, I'm sensitive to it. Like, shit that, like, I can't even fucking believe. So, here's the thing. When these magazines and these newspapers are going around calling people, this is how they call you. You get a call from the New York Times, and they say, hey, this is so-and-so from the New York Times. And for, oh, maybe I even have a clip of it. Maybe I even have a clip of it. Let me show you this. Fuck, I don't have it. Damn. Yesterday a story came out. It was a call. I think it was yesterday. Is March Madness happening?
Yes.
Oh, it's March. It was a female college coach talking about how the Washington Post was going around calling people saying, we're working on a story on this lady and we have her cooperation. They were calling her friends and saying, we have her cooperation. They were lying. And they were saying, hey, can you tell us anything bad about this woman? That's how they opened it. There were people from fucking newspapers and magazines calling around saying, hey, this is what we heard that Sevan was doing, or this is what we heard Greg was doing. And that's how they would open it, looking for someone to corroborate the story. There was someone else in the space who fucking got an attorney and was like looking for people who wanted to join some sort of like fucking class action case. They never found anyone. There's nothing to find. And so when I see all of this, I'm just like, hey, I just need to see, like, I need to see or hear something legit. For 50 Cent being like, yeah, Diddy told me he wanted to take me shopping so he could fuck me. I'm like, dude, every minute of every day, there's a guy doing that to a woman somewhere or to another man in the United States. The Kim Mulkaway, these fucking pieces of shit. The LSU coach, let me see what's the articles. Let me see the top. What's it say? The LSU. Coach holds grudges, battles everyone, and keeps winning, but at what cost? Yeah, this guy, Kent Babb. Complete piece of shit.
It wasn't even really a hit piece against her either.
It wasn't? Actually,
it's just like a biography about her.
They're probably terrified she's going to sue them into fucking oblivion.
Yeah, maybe they changed it, but I read through this yesterday, and maybe there's one part about her and Brittany Griner not getting along when she was at Baylor, but
good.
It wasn't even.
That's points. Good for her. Who? No one should get along with Brittany Griner. She's a fucking drug addict, fucking bigot, fucking commie. And that's nice.
She was just, the only thing that she said was basically keep everything behind the closed doors. Like, you don't need to express to everybody your relationship status or who you're fucking or like what genitalia you like. It was just about, it was just say, hey, we're here to play basketball. We're not here to talk about what's who you like.
No, I'm not triggered. Okay. Now being triggered by Diddy makes sense. I'm not triggered by it. I don't want to, I don't want to, I don't want to fall asleep at the wheel. I don't want to fall asleep at the wheel. I don't want to, I don't want to be programmed. I don't want to be programmed by fucking AI videos on YouTube. Yeah. Same. New York Magazine just ran a hit piece on Andrew Huberman like that. Exactly.
True.
So, hey, can you pull up Tim Murray's Instagram? Holy shit, an hour's gone by? My goodness. Hey, and we talked about Diddy for 20 minutes and not one person gave me anything in the fucking comments. That's my point. I would say back to Miss Mansour, are you saying Diddy's guilty based on... Okay, let me see his most recent post. Oh, the one with the dumbbell. Hi, Tim Tater Murray. I'm asking you to stop by New Porky Fitness on Wednesday at 8:15 p.m. and I'll be going live. Oh, here we go. Wow, Tim Tater Murray. I'm asking you to stop by New Cove CrossFit and New Porky Fitness. Wow, that's a tough name for a gym.
I think it's Newport, Kentucky Fitness.
Oh, okay. I just dropped the T and call it New Porky Fitness.
Okay.
On Wednesday at 8:15 p.m., I'll be going live on the Real Sevan podcast with Sevan Matosian at 8:30 p.m. for a pre-show to the 100 Burpee Over Bar Challenge I'm participating in against Colton Mertens and Jake Berman. I will go. It will go off at 8:45, knowing how fast the other two did theirs during their burpee off on the barbell spin at 7:30 p.m. I don't know if those times are right, but we'll see. I'm finally given a chance to show the world what the adaptive community can do when going up against able-bodied counterparts. Hopefully, I don't make an embarrassment of our group so that more of these opportunities open for us. You're not going to make any more embarrassment of yourself than me listening to me read. Please, Cincinnati, let's show the world how we support one of our own when the deck is stacked against us. Let me see these comments. God, this is going to be good. Is that your $2 to watch the show? Jason O'Kell. Listen, this show's not free. If you're going to watch that show, you need to bring a dollar. Did you see him doing the, you can see him actually doing over the bar burpees in one of these posts. Yeah. So here's the deal, by the way. Well, oh yeah, here it is. Yeah, look at this.
I'm going to be honest. I was a little worried, but this makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah, right. What I would be dizzy, dude. He's going in a circle. Is that the way you're supposed to do it? Go in a circle, or are you supposed to go back and forth?
I go back and forth because I get dizzy as fuck.
Oh, shit. Kenneth, good point. Hold on a second. Breaking news. Last day to sign up for Paper Street subscription and get 2 free bags of coffee. Oh, today is the last day?
I thought that was last night.
Yeah, I thought that was yesterday, too.
Paulina said Sunday night, so.
Look at a dollar. This dollar will not go towards your watching of the show, but I appreciate you testing out your dollar. Everyone donate a dollar now just to test out their ability to donate. So, on the Barbell Spin YouTube channel at 4:30, you'll watch Jake Berman and Colton go. They might not go until 4:45 order, but you want to tune in at 4:30. And then when that show's over, even if it's not over, at 5:30, we're going to fire up the Sevan podcast. And then at 5:45, our boy's going to go, Tim Murray. It wouldn't let me donate. Hogwash. Oh, fuck it, Kenneth. Oh, Paper Street Coffee. Fuck it. You're right, Paulina, make it an extra day. Here we go. Mary, there you go. Mary, with that dollar, are you defending Tim Murray or Are you trying to buy sex from Tim Murray with that pound? Or
two options.
Yes. Or nice, Caleb.
Thanks.
Okay, so you can go over to Paper Street Coffee right now, and you better do it now. Well, not now. Wait till the show is over. But go to Paper Street Coffee, or just open another window. And you order coffee. If you get a subscription, you get two free bags of coffee. That seems like a no-brainer. Oh, Tim's on Eastern time in his post. Okay. So he's going to an affiliate to do it. God, I hope that there's not too many people there with their phones and cameras on and shit. Maybe we're going to have to yell at people and be like, hey, turn your shit off.
Yeah.
So that we can see him good.
It'll be sick.
Lupe, and newspapers calling people to corroborate or not whatever word you said is kind of to be expected, or should they waste time small talking when seeking information? No, they should do journalism. You don't plant the idea. I don't go, no, sorry. Maybe I didn't explain it well. You don't taint the witness. You don't lie to them in order to get information.
Open-ended questions.
Yeah. A major fucking magazine, a major international magazine, called two different CrossFitters and said something along the lines of, at least two that I know of, and said something along the lines of, hey, Sevan has sex of you two having sex. Sevan has video of you two having sex. When there was fucking absolutely not even anything remotely true to that. I've never filmed anyone having sex, not even myself in my entire life. And I'd never seen those two people have sex. And it's like, you don't do that. That's not how you start questioning. You'll buy the tape. Okay, fine. Text me, DM me on the side. I'll send it to you. $1 million. It's fucking crazy. Basically, Sevan is secretly a prude. I'm not even secretly a prude. I'm openly a prude. I was really disappointed the other day. I was sitting on the couch, just chilling, stretched out, and I had socks on. And my son's like, "Do you sleep with socks on?" I'm like, "No." But I was like, how does he not know that about me?
You've never slept with socks on?
I mean, it has to be.
Like frigid.
It's not even about it being cold. I have to have been walking around the house and my feet, like for like 3 hours barefoot, and my feet got cold, and it has to be the winter. You know, we don't have heated floors in my house.
Mm.
And so my floors can get really cold. And if my feet get cold, they'll take forever to heat back up again. So if that happens, if I suspect that's going to happen, I'll put socks on before I go to bed. I normally don't even wear any socks. But I just happen to have socks on because I didn't want my feet to get cold before I went to bed. And he said that. I was like, oh, you don't sleep with any clothes on? Not even boxers?
Damn, that shit crazy. No way.
I can't really... When I was a kid, my mom used to like encourage that. Hey, just go to bed naked. And I liked it. But I don't wear tidy whiteys when I go to bed.
No. Yeah. Like a shorts and a t-shirt.
But I wear tidy whiteys the rest of the time.
Does the Shatokan have heated floors? Fuck no, dude. We don't even have a fucking dishwasher.
The Shatokan doesn't even have floors, dude.
Dude, it's concrete. It's just a concrete slab. We have no oven. We have no microwave. We have no dishwasher. What else do we not have?
My husband sleeps naked. It's annoying.
Annoying?
I prefer my wife sleep naked. Makes everything, takes one step out of everything, one or two steps out of everything. Yeah. Sure. And my wife used to sleep naked until she had kids. Yeah. Basically, once you have kids, the chick has to like cover up the titties. It's like just titties to kids are what pussy is to boys. Like if we just see it, we just start like tracking towards it. And kids just want to just milk titties all day. So you got to keep them covered. It's like having the refrigerator door open with just candy falling out of it.
Just got to go in and grab a piece.
The wife gets no sleep if her husband doesn't wear boxers to bed. I don't know. She gets no sleep anyway. She shouldn't. Yeah, thank you, Mary. Caleb, you don't need a microwave. I agree.
Okay, you're right. We got a toaster oven and a Blackstone.
Zero clothes since became empty nester, and it's below zero Minnesota law tonight. Night. Cheap man's version of cold plunge. I will say this. I do really enjoy. I guess, could you walk around the Shattuck naked? I mean, once you have all the mosquitoes. Yeah. I would not want to live in a house where the neighbors could see. Like we were in an Airbnb when we were in Scottsdale, and like all the neighbors around you could see into the house.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like
our windows are huge, though. So if I had the blinds open, if I had any window open, anybody driving by would be able to see me naked for sure. Because it's like the whole front side of the house is just open.
Do you have any neighbors that walk right up to a fence against your property and try to talk to you?
Well, my in-laws do it because they're our actual neighbors. But then we have people like across the street who will like walk by and like wave or say hi and shit like that. We don't have a fence either. It's just like open land all the way around.
Also, Grindr being a drug addict is new to me, but we don't have to harp on details. Or is this going to be 420 podcast part two? DMs are open whenever if you're down. I don't know what that means. DMs are open. But listen, let me tell you the number one sign in the entire world that you're a drug addict, right? Ready? Taking weed to Russia. You're so addicted to marijuana that you took weed to Russia. It's also a sign of being mentally retarded.
You're so dumb if you do that.
It's also a sign of how much of a stoner and drug addict you are because it's impaired your thinking. Matt Burns wants your address so he can see you naked. Jason, what's up, dude? Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Wait, no sleeping naked? You squish your hog if you turn over? Nah, my hog just rolls with it. Are we ever going to get a Sevon nutrition guide? Yes, I will tell you now. Right before you go to sleep, open up a fucking biggest bag of pistachios you can. Start eating them until you hate yourself.
And then go to bed.
It's the quickest way to ruin your self-esteem.
Mary knows. Eat a bag of nuts.
Yeah. Go. Fucking hate yourself. Okay, so I go to I go see Godzilla and King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the 11:15 a.m. showing.
Oh, matinee.
Yeah, and I had told the boys already. I was like, hey, I want to go play tennis with you guys in the morning. And then we'll go. And then they're like, can we see a movie after? Oh, fuck. I didn't tell you this other story. So yesterday I wake up at 6 a.m. Feel free to judge me for this. I want to know if you guys think this is bad parenting. I wake up at 6 a.m. I load the family in the van at 7 a.m. Everyone, the mom, the wife, the kids, tennis rackets, balls, everything except the dog. And we drive over the hill to San Jose, 50 minutes. Okay. We get there. We're now at the tent. We're going to a tennis tournament that my kids are playing in. We get to the tournament an hour and a half before the tournament starts. You're supposed to get there a half hour before. We get there an hour and a half before. The reason we get there an hour and a half before is because like I want everything to be just perfect, right? I want to set up my chairs. I want to warm the kids up. I want to be relaxed. I want to get them fed and watered. I want everyone to drop a deuce, all of that.
Of course.
We find out that the person that he's playing against has dropped out of the tournament. One of the kids. So now the first match is pushed up a half hour. So now they don't play for 2 hours. Then the tournament, there's no one at the tournament. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Then I see a lady walk out from the school, the high school it's at. And she walks over towards me, and my wife's like, oh, that's the tournament director. She's really cool. I go, hi, ma'am. How are you? Do you need help setting up? And she goes, no, the courts are wet. We're pushing all the matches an hour and a half.
Oh.
So now I'm like, oh, I'm going to be here for like 3.5 hours before my kids even start playing. So I just fucking put the kids in the car and I drove back home. So I drove an hour to the tournament and then I just drove an hour home through the windy hills and on Highway 17 through the mountains back into Santa Cruz. And then their tennis coach is like, hey, I saw you pulled out of the tournament. What's up? Like, I ain't sitting there for 3 hours. 2 7-year-olds and a 9-year-old. So then I'm like, hey, guys, we're going to play tennis anyway. So then I'm like, hey, we're going to go play tennis. And when we get home, they're like, can we see a movie after? And then I see that the movie starts in a few minutes. I'm like, let's see the movie first. So we go to the movie. And when the movie gets out, I'm fucking exhausted.
Yeah, of course.
I'm ready for bed. It's 1:15. I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah, you've already been up for a while.
Yeah. And I look at my wife and she's like in and out of consciousness because we'd been up probably the whole night before watching Diddy videos.
Right.
So I take a nap, 20-minute nap, or I try to, but all the boys climb into bed with me and like are just like trying to pull beard hairs out and shit. So I get up and I take them and we go play tennis. And I played with my 7-year-old. We play to 11 points and it's whoever wins 6 games first. So best out of 11 games.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat me. And it was the fucking best day of my life. He won six games. I won 5 games.
Wow.
Yeah. I told him afterwards, I said, that's got to be one of the top 10 best days in my life. And my mom had told me before I had kids, she said, hey, you should really have kids. And I go, why? She goes, you're going to want this experience. You are really going to want this experience. And I'm like, but you can't even imagine what she's talking about. Like, because I didn't have kids. How the fuck could I know? But dude, I was in fucking ecstasy bliss playing him. We were at war. At one point, I saw it like I was winning like at one point, like 3-1. And I saw he was going to cry. And I just wanted to put the nail in the coffin. You know what I mean? I was ready. I was just emotionally wanted to break him. And he came back and beat me 6-5. And I was just, I know, I was so fucking happy. We play this game called short court. It's like pickleball, but we play with regular balls. Yeah. And the reason why is if we played long court, first of all, I suck at it. And I think it'd just be harder for him because he has to travel more of the court, right? Because he's they're so little still.
Right.
But I walked over to him. I'm like, hey, dude, top 10 best days of my life. I told my mom that too. She goes, I know, I could see you over there. Yeah, it was cool. It was fucking unbelievable. And then we went home and lived happily ever after. What did I do last night? Oh, so after that, so tennis is over and now it's 4:30 and there's a fancy restaurant between, even though we all look like shit, not my boys though, because they always wear Argyle vests. So they look good. But my mom's there, my wife's there, my kids are there and I'm there and everyone's sweating a mess. There's a fancy restaurant. I'm like, hey, let's just go to the fancy restaurant and hang out and get a meal. They're like, okay, so we go there and the restaurant's not open yet. So there's all these people like pulling up and waiting around for their reservations and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady pulls up and she's got her dog with her and she gets out of her car and she's like, and she has both her car doors open, her passenger seat and her driver's seat. And she's walking her little fucking dog around. And then she walks around to her passenger seat to put the dog in the car. And I hear this, will you close my driver's side for me? And I turn around. I'm like, me? She goes, yeah. Because she didn't want to take the time to walk around and close her driver's side and then come back and put the dog. She didn't want to close the passenger side, walk around and put the dog in the driver's side. Right. So she was putting the dog in the passenger side and she wanted me to close the driver's side. So when she unhitched the dog from the leash, it didn't run out of the car.
Okay.
Does that make sense? She's putting the dog in, but she's just some stranger's like, hey, will you close my driver's side door? So I walk up to close the driver's side door and the dog's in there and he's laying on the driver's seat. Underneath a bunch of fucking COVID masks.
Just nested himself underneath masks?
On top of masks. And I'm thinking to myself, this is classic fucking Santa Cruz. The lady's worried about fucking COVID. but she's perfectly okay with her dogs. It was one of those little dogs that has the hairy ass that every time it takes a shit, you know, it gets dingleberries.
Right.
She's perfectly okay with this dog's dripping penis, butt, yeah, hair all over her mask. You know, she just like puts that mask on like no problem.
Right. And it's got dog shit on it.
Yeah.
And she's just smelling that all fucking day. You're like, no, sorry, I don't want to touch your door because of the COVID.
I was at war with an 8-year-old, then I lost. Yeah, dude, it was crazy. I wanted to break him. But I was so happy when he beat me. And my other son...
Did you let him win?
No. I didn't let him win. Here's the thing. There were shots that I knew that were out that I didn't call out. But as we got to the final game, I'm like, hey, I need to take control of this shit. And I couldn't.
Dang.
Yeah, I couldn't wrestle it back from him. You know what I mean? Like, I was right, playing, like... And then you're fooling around, and then it slipped away.
That's crazy.
And he wasn't sad at all. If Avi beats me, I see Avi like is fighting back tears.
But he was just like rage mad, like pissed.
Who?
The one you beat.
Oh no, Joseph. No, he was ecstatic. Joseph. He's like, I beat you. You suck.
Like, damn, okay.
Whereas if Avi beats me, Avi's like getting ready to cry.
Huh. That's awesome. Good for him.
Yeah. I told him it was the only thing. What did he beat you in? Arm wrestling? No, shut your face.
Do you guys still use the red and yellow balls like the kids' tennis balls? You use the regular ones now?
Avi plays with regular balls. My 7-year-old son still play with orange balls. But when we play all together, we all play with regular balls. Like I don't play with them with the orange balls.
Do they notice the difference? Like, is it?
Yeah. I mean, now they've been playing. So yeah. Yeah. Hmm. The only reason why they play with yellow balls is just for court coverage. Like they have the response time and they can predict it, but it's the fact that ball is moving so fast and it takes them 6 steps to cross the court because they're so fucking little, you know?
Right.
They're 7 and they're my kids. They're tiny.
Right.
I think my 7-year-old is about to pass up the height of my 9-year-old. Yeah. One of them's going to be 2 feet tall. The other one's going to be 2'1".
Feeding him more than the others or what?
No, I don't know what happened to him. Sevy, did you check out Jennifer Say's new clothing line? I did. I invited her on.
XXXY Athletics.
I think it's just hard for him to real. I think it's. I mean, I would be bummed too if I was 9 and I was beating my dad. That sucks.
Does that like? Do you think that ruins it for him? He's like, damn, my dad's not that cool.
I don't know, but I push hard. Man, I push hard. We are unapologetic about our goals. We are here to protect women's sports and spaces. We believe women deserve the opportunity that sports and single-sex spaces... We believe women deserve the opportunity that sports and single-sex spaces provide. The opportunity to thrive in athletics and education.
It's all athletic equipment, probably.
The same person calls me every fucking day while I'm doing the podcast, and I always write back podcast. Yeah, I invite her. I text her again. Do you think that show was weird that I was on? Like we didn't hit it off. I felt like it was a little, like it wasn't fun for her.
I don't know. She was a little standoffish. I think that's just kind of like her personality. She's got a rough outer layer.
Yeah.
I could see that for sure.
Like she's posturing, like maybe she's overcompensating because of some, like what she thinks that people think about women.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, she's very professional. Hey, I saw that Caitlin Williams things with the pink phone and the pink nails. It didn't do anything to me. But you know what is really weird? Look at the Chicago Bears. If you go to the Chicago Bears Instagram account, there's something really funny on there. I'm not gonna weigh in because I'm a judgmental dick and it's probably not good to be a judgmental dick, but Scroll down, keep going. Oh, Look at this. Meet our women's advisory board. I don't even know what that is, but look at this. Watch this. You can't read that shit on your phone. Like, you have something that says women's advisory board and you have quotes from women that basically says, fuck you. The presentation says, fuck you. We don't care what you have to say. Hey, and that chick right there, that chick right there in the bottom right, that's like the only person that I see. Go to the next one, maybe. And maybe that one on the bottom left. Yeah. The other chick is like, looks like a clown to me. Keep going. Go back. I mean, just my first impression. Go back to the other chicks.
Coming from a female fan, we'd rather have a winning team than pandering.
Yeah. I don't really know what a women's advisory board is before I realize. Yeah. But look at the black chick. She looks like a clown to me too. Like, I can't even. No. Actually, the one in the lower left looks good. But yeah, like, what does she have on her face? I can't. Like, I don't see anything real about the post. I don't see anything real about the post.
Yeah, you can barely read that.
Dirt. Hey, Sevan, have you reached out to Jocko's media guy, Echo Charles, for a pod? You love that dude. Okay, I'll start following him. Thank you.
Yeah, he's really cool. He started doing some CGI shit with, like, Terminator dudes, basically.
I typed in the word Echo. Oh, Echo Charles. Okay. Follow. Got him.
He, like, makes these.
Oh, he does? Wow.
Anyway, they're just kind of like ads, but they're cool to watch. I watched a movie the other day called Snack Shack. You heard of that at all? Snack Shack?
No.
Is it porn? So it was filmed in Nebraska City, which is like an hour from me.
Okay. Are we going to watch the trailer? Oh, no, we can't. We'll get in trouble. Oh, it's R. I like R-rated comedies.
Yeah, so it's basically like a combination of Napoleon Dynamite, if you've ever watched Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, love Napoleon Dynamite. Love
it. And like Caddyshack.
Or Risky Business. I see money changing hands.
Yeah, so these kids are like entrepreneurs in middle school or high school, and they just try to like make a bunch of money. It's like a summer thing where they're all trying to find jobs and make a bunch of money and all this shit, and this hot chick comes in and the friends fall in love with her and blah blah blah, and they work at a pool. But it's
do really, they both fall in love with her?
Yeah, it's like a love triangle thing, and yeah, it's funny. But then one of the things that they do in the middle of the running this snack shack is they start making hot dogs and writing fuck on them in mustard and ketchup.
Oh,
and
wow.
they start charging them 75 cents more. So instead of a $1 hot dog, they call it a fuck dog, and it's $1.75. And then everybody just goes crazy. So all these kids in Nebraska City are starting to buy fuck dogs, and they just make a shitload of money over the summer. And it's a really good movie, but it's also hilarious. Just all of the weird like Nebraska isms. So like if you were to watch this movie and you've never been to Nebraska, but you just have like a stereotype of what the Midwest is like.
Yeah.
This is exactly it.
Hey, this actually looks like a good movie.
It is. It's really good.
Is it on Netflix or Amazon?
I think you can get it on YouTube, but let me go check. It's in theaters right now for sure.
Did you ever see E2 Mama Tom Bien?
No, but I've heard of it.
God, that was a good movie. That was a triangle, love triangle movie. So good.
It was good?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. E2 Mama Tom Bien. It's so good. It's a little dark, but it's
all
good.
In Spanish?
Yeah, but you won't even care. It's so good. Yeah. The chicken, it's so fucking hot. It's so great.
All right, I'll watch it. It's on Amazon, it looks like. But yeah, Snack Shack's on YouTube, but you have to pay for it. Everywhere else, it's in movie theaters.
Oh, but you can buy it on YouTube?
Yeah, $20.
I don't know if I've ever bought a movie on YouTube.
Neither have I.
If Caleb was a trailer narrator for Fuck Dog movie, I'd pay extra to see it.
I don't know if that's a compliment or what.
I know. What's a Fuck Dog movie?
That's what they make. They make Fuck Dog movies.
Oh, fuck. Oh, right.
Or Fuck Dog, Hot Dogs.
Okay. 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 Also. Oh, look, Burpee Dude, really, really good. You've seen it already, too? Oh, oh Eat Your Mama, Tambien, yeah.
Okay.
I'll watch that. Okay, that's it. I wish the show with Jason was live. I could really use your guys' support. It's going to be lonely without you guys. Oh, I remember that. My wife just told me one time she got pulled over by a cop and they threatened to shoot our dog. And we had a 14-pound dog, Meshi. Hey, a cop threat. I had a Great Dane one time and a cop threatened to shoot my dog, too.
What the fuck? For what? Because it was barking?
I've told this story a million times, too, but I was at this party and college, and it was in the backyard, and these cops came in. And this lady cop came in with her baton pulled out. Really aggressive. Really aggressive. And they started like just being assholes. There were like 15 cops. This was in Isla Vista, a shitload of cops. And they were just being dickheads, like unnecessarily.
Yeah.
And I was outside. And a fight broke out in there with the cops. The party and the cops got into a fight. So the people in the party are pouring out. And this one cop gets stuck in the street. And he's fighting with like five people. And so I'm trying to help him pull people off of him. It was the first time I ever seen someone get thrown by their hair. He threw this girl. This girl fucking ran up to hit him and he grabbed her by her hair and flung her.
Oh my God.
I don't know if it was my imagination or not, but I saw her feet come off the ground. Anyway, he ends up getting this guy in a headlock and falls back like on the hood of this Acura Integra in a street. And it's just a melee around him. And I'm trying to push people away from him basically. Anyway, so it breaks up. It's over. And the cop takes my name. And then the next morning the cops show up to my house. And I had this couch in my driveway where they showed up to my house, like where you just sit and smoke weed all day, you know?
Sure.
And so I come outside my front door and my Great Dane's in there and I'm telling the story. The cops are like, hey, can you tell us what happened? And then they're like, do you want to add anything else? And I said to the guy, I said, yeah. I said, hey, this whole thing could have been prevented. They said, thanks for helping and all that. And I'm like, sure. And then I said, but this whole thing could have been prevented if the cops wouldn't have walked in like assholes. Oh, the reason why it turned into a big investigation is that chick lost her baton. They were trying to get her baton back. Oh. I guess that's a big deal if a cop loses something like that.
Yeah. I think so.
So we're trying to
you're
get
losing a weapon, so you're probably not in good shape.
So they say, so I say, hey, if that female cop wouldn't have walked in there like a fucking douche canoe, that none of this would have happened. And you know what the cop said?
Fuck you.
Yeah. He said, if your dog comes out here, I'm gonna shoot him. I'm like, oh, and I'm so stupid. I'm just like, oh, I don't know what caused you to say that. Everything was fine until then. I'm like, I don't know what caused you to say that. All I said was, and I said it again, hey, you asked me if I had anything else to say. And I just want to tell you, like, good job. But if that lady wouldn't have come in, and then he said it again, hey, I'll shoot your dog if it comes out here.
It's like, hey, maybe fix your SOPs, dude.
What's that? Fuck. SOPs?
Standard operating procedures. Like,
so I just walked in. When he said that, I just fucking got up from the couch and I just walked. I couldn't even fucking believe what I was hearing. I just walked away. I walked into the house and locked the door behind me.
That's fucking wild.
I know. And I regretted ever talking to those dudes.
What a crazy threat.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah. There's whatever. There's idiots everywhere. She lost her baton. Sounds like she was in a marching band. Yeah. What is that thing called? Her nightstick. That black thing with the fucking
the handle on it.
Yeah, with the handle on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Itu Mama Tambien translate. Oh, and your mom too. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot about that part of the movie. No, it was a California beach thing. Everyone, like, we had a, it was, I was in college. We had a couch on the driveway and you just went out there and smoked weed. All right. Blade Walker. Some cops doing stupid shit puts other officers in fucked up situation all the time. Yeah, it's like friends, right? It's like friends. And then eventually you just don't hang out with that friend. The guy who gets drunk and gets in bar fights all the time, you're like, fuck that, dude.
You just don't come to help that cop whenever they're in trouble.
Yeah. Sevi, you always wore corduroys that were too long, didn't you? I did always wear corduroys, but they weren't too long. They weren't too long.
Did you roll them up?
No, I had a sewing kit. I probably sewed them. Oh. I had a little needle. My friend worked at the Ritz-Carlton, and one of the things that they gave the hotel would give away free to the patrons there were little sewing kits if you needed one. And so he would always steal them from there and give them to me. So I had tons of little sewing kits.
It's a nice hotel.
Yeah, it's cool. Sewing kit. Imagine staying at a hotel that offers a free sewing kit. why don't you wear a vest to match the kids? I don't know. I mean, I've looked at them. I just can't do it. I don't think that I just can't do it. I just don't have a nice enough body to, I hide under a jacket all day, every day. Leave me alone. I don't want to talk about my clothing choices. There.
Just let me wear my baggy clothes and leave me alone.
Wouldn't that be crazy if Jay-Z and P. Diddy went to jail for some crazy shit?
Yeah. I wonder if Beyonce would get implicated in this. She just came out with a really good album. She might be fucked.
I invited Diddy's bodyguard on the show. He responded to me. He said, not now, but thanks for the offer. Stay in touch or something like that.
Really? He actually responded?
I know. Yeah, cool, right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I wonder who we have on tomorrow. So that's why Hiller did the show yesterday, because I was at a tennis tournament that didn't happen. Oh, tomorrow's Sousa's show. It's like I don't even do a podcast anymore.
Just come to hang out every once in a while.
Yeah. All right. If Hunter Biden ain't going to jail, those guys aren't. Good point.
Jeez.
See you guys later today or tomorrow or something. I need to do a CrossFit Games update show. I need to hang out with John Young and the gang again. I don't know when I'm doing that. I used to do two a day. I know that was like 2 weeks ago. My whole life has changed. I feel like I'm going through something. The energy, something's happening with my circadian rhythms or something.
It's a new man.
I'm a new man?
Yeah.
Maybe. My hair is getting longer. I had to put gel in my hair today.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Audrey, you miss Brian. Brian did a live sporting event.
Yeah. Didn't really understand it.
Oh, okay, good. Because someone told me the premise of it, and I heard it was, and it sounded awesome, that basically two guys go head-to-head, and if one guy gets five reps ahead, he's out. But I started watching it, and that wasn't it, and then I couldn't follow it, and I switched off from it. But I really like that. That would be pretty awesome. Just have two guys go, and as soon as one guy's five reps ahead, he wins.
Yeah. I think they have some things to work out, because I was watching it, just couldn't get into it.
Oh, okay, good. That makes me feel better. Okay.
Doesn't really make sense.
All right, good. Oh, it's 40 reps ahead. Oh, you have to get 40 reps ahead? Oh, Audrey, it's fun to watch. 40 reps ahead. Jesus, 40 reps ahead. That's a lot. But why were they resting and get to go again? That part I didn't like.
I think they had rest. It was like 2 minutes on, 1 minute off.
Yeah, I just want to see two. I can't do that. I just want to see two. Yeah, I just want to see two dudes go. And once one dude turns into a pussy, a gelatinous sack of shit, he's out.
It'd almost be better if you did like named workouts instead. Just like race this named workout kind of thing. I don't know. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I love this idea, reps ahead, though. No, so in theory, they could work out all day. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. It was like 40 reps ahead or like whoever gets to a certain amount of rounds first or something. I don't know.
All right. Love you guys. See you soon. Bye-bye.